This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. I'd love to get your email address, please. If you give me your email address, then every week I let you know who's coming on the show. Yes, I do try to hawk my wares, if you would. Try to sell some of the stuff that I have. And that's how our process works here, right? That's how capitalism works. You want to help support the conservative cause? You got to help buy some of the conservative trinkets. It's what keeps us on the air. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You can either watch on Facebook where there's, you know, a live feed going on there, and you can talk to people that are smarter than I am in the feed room or the chat room or whatever it's called. We also actually have a chat room on the website. You can find it at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You can actually you can watch there, too, and you get the live chat room there as well. Okay, listen, real quick. I give stuff away for free, and it's valuable stuff. You're not going to just get garbage or trinkets. I'll give you, or we'll give you, a Morgan Silver coin. You know, one of our sponsors, David Fisher from Landmark Gold or Landmark Capital, he's giving away a Morgan Silver coin, and all you have to do is give him a call, 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311. He's going to give you a couple of white papers. Okay, they're just papers that you should read them. All he wants you to do is read the papers, because it'll give you an idea of what the government can do for you, what the government may do to you, if you would. Okay, and you got to pay attention. You got to have information to know what to do. Without that information, you really don't know what you're up against. And you can listen to it, and you can decide it's all hogwash. I do it. When I listen to certain things, to certain people that pitch me as a sponsor, I go, yeah, you know what, that's too whack for me. I don't understand that, and I don't want to understand it. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, and that's for a free Morgan Silver coin. Tell me you heard it on the Real Side with Joe Messina. All right. So as I said, I'm fried. I am so fried. I'm so tired of the garbage that they put out. And get you, not all of us, but some of you, to buy this. And somebody got mad at me in the room earlier because I was making fun of some of the women in this march. Because a lot of the women in that march didn't even know why they were marching. Had no clue. I mean, was it a women's rights march? Because I got to tell you, you already have probably even more rights than men do. You get more perks than men do. A woman-owned business? Hello. I can bust chops for 20 years, 25 years. You know, especially when it comes to government contracts. A woman puts her name on a company or joins a company, and all of a sudden she gets special. That company gets preferential treatment. Because she's a woman. How is that not giving somebody a leg up, a foot up? Instead of being a country now of opportunity, we're a country of let's make an exception. I'm kind of lost. But the reason I bring this up, I really have I'm so tired of everything having to do with abortion. When it comes to the crux, the middle, the point for a woman's rights movement is whether or not you agree with abortion or not. And I'm sorry, I don't. And actually, no, I'm not sorry. I don't agree with abortion. I don't believe in abortion. I do believe that abortion is taking the life of a human being. Because it ain't going to be a dolphin. Right? That little fetus, that heartbeat starts at 8 or 9 weeks. I would love to get one of those hardcore feminists on the line with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The question is very simple. When does it become a life? Does the heartbeat mean anything? If the heartbeat doesn't mean anything, does how far along it has formed? When does it become a life? When mom says so? Excuse me, when the carrier says so. Is that when it becomes a life? I'm just curious. If you guys have seen this Gosnell movie, and you should go see it or read the book that's out. Right? You tell me when it's a life. Yeah, let me be really gross with you. This jerk didn't ask, didn't check, didn't see, didn't care, would provide abortions pretty much at any term, would partially deliver the baby, then stick a scissors in its spine and cut the spinal cord that caused the death. They found babies in freezers. They found babies in refrigerators when they went there, when they raided his place. And he was being raided on drug charges. He was giving out prescriptions. You know, he's passing prescriptions out to everybody like a $5 hooker in San Diego. Sorry to the $5 hooker. It's disgusting. And where was the news on this? Mainstream media. Where was the outrage by women? There were women that died in that man's clinic. Where is the outrage from women who honestly claim that they care about women? It's a farce. You're lying. Because it really isn't about equality. You don't really, you want control of your body. I get it. You don't want men telling you what to do. Okay, I got it. But then you want no responsibility. No responsibility for having protected sex. Right? No responsibility for looking into an adoption. God forbid any of that happens. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Oh, no, I'm not done with this. You got more coming. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. You know? I mean, get involved in the conversation. So, I'm talking about the Women's March. I'm not done with it yet. And when you think about it, you think about the signs, if it was truly just strictly a women's rights issue. And some have said, you know, we weren't there to protest Trump. Well, you could have fooled me. right? They were there to support. Like the one lady said, the one lady had a pseudo clue as to why she was there. She was there to support all the women who couldn't be there that day. But support them in what? I don't know. Because if you watch the signs coming down, there was no specific cause. Women's rights in what? I mean, seriously, women have... Are they perfectly equal? Maybe not. And maybe not in every area. Matter of fact, in some areas, they have a lot more rights than men do. They get pushed ahead, pushed further along in certain applications, especially with the government. But I guess that's okay. See, as long as they're just a step ahead, it's all right. Seems to be like that. As long as you're just a step ahead of the white guy, everything's fine. Because that's the way to get back at the white guy, is to make sure that the guy, notice I said guy, right? I wonder if you're a white, if you're a white transgender female, right? That means you're a male, but you identify as a female. Does that kind of, did that take you out of the white guy category? I'm just curious. Okay, back to the abortion thing. So, I love the fact that they just can't be honest about this. If you guys have been listening to my show for any period of time, it's my biggest pet peeve is the fact that they, in any of their arguments, they can't be 100% honest about abortion, when a baby is a baby, when it's a human, what else might it be, right? I mean, and there are arguments, even Mrs. Clinton wouldn't clearly state what the cutoff point was. How cold is that? So we always hear, and now, as a matter of fact, during the break, you heard during the news that the women now are screaming that we have no right to tell them what to do with their body, and by cutting funds to Planned Parenthood, it's just wrong. Well, see, they're spinning a narrative that isn't true. We're not cutting funds to Planned Parenthood. We're cutting funds to International Planned Parenthood. We're cutting funds to the killing of babies across the globe. See, we can't do it locally. We have to do everything we do, we have to do globally, right? And then they say, well, money doesn't go to that. Bullpuckies. You don't know where it goes. These people have lied to us forever. You don't know where the money's going. You have no way to audit these people. And when you find out they're selling baby parts, what do? You attack the guy that took the video to prove that they are. That's real justice, right? Anyhow. But the thing that, again, the thing that bothers me is their genuine want to lie about it. And we keep hearing how, by closing down Planned Parenthood, they're opening women's services. Right? Women won't have access to prenatal care. They won't have access to, what are they called, mammograms. They don't do that. They don't do any of those. And it doesn't matter how many times you prove it. It doesn't matter how many times you call those offices and they tell you they don't have those services. Or you go in there with a hidden video camera and they tell you we don't have those services. No matter what you do, they keep telling you you're wrong. Right? Think about it. So I want you to hear, if I can play this, let's listen to what Planned Parenthood actually said about their health services. Now, well, let me play it a little bit for you first, and then I'll explain to you what's going on.
We don't offer any prenatal care. We don't offer prenatal care.
Now, these are recordings of a group that called the Planned Parenthoods, 41 of them total, and specifically asked them a question based on what their president, what the president of Planned Parenthood said.
We don't offer any prenatal care. We don't offer prenatal care at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood offers abortion, so they don't offer prenatal care.
Right? So they keep saying they're absolutely essential to women's health care. Because...
prenatal care. These are the kinds of services that folks depend on Planned Parenthood for.
And a president who will fight for prenatal care.
Prenatal care.
Now, this is the CEO of Planned Parenthood. Okay, these people are running around talking about prenatal care. They don't offer prenatal care. They offer terminal natal care. That's right, how to terminate your pregnancy. That's what they offer.
That is what we want to focus on. That is what is so vital.
Thank you for calling Planned Parenthood. My name is Tech.
Tempe, Arizona.
Hi, I was hoping to make an appointment for prenatal care.
For what type of service?
Prenatal care, pregnancy care.
We don't have prenatal care here. Planned Parenthood offers abortion, so they don't offer prenatal care.
Okay, just abortions.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no, we wouldn't provide any type of prenatal services here.
That's Athens, Ohio.
Your Planned Parenthood. We're not a prenatal care provider. No Planned Parenthood.
That was Colorado. Albany, New York.
That's prenatal care. We don't offer prenatal care.
New Mexico.
Care at Planned Parenthood. We specialize in abortions, you know.
No, we specialize in abortions. That's right. Nobody does it like we do it.
That's what our ultrasounds are for, to see how far along.
Yeah, we do. And isn't it funny how they do ultrasounds, but when the care clinics, these are crisis pregnancy centers, when they want to do it, man, the state of California goes out of their minds. They don't want you showing. They don't want these young people to see the sonograms. Why do you think that is? Give us some thought.
How long the patient is?
Planned Parenthood, we do birth control.
New Jersey. This is Elizabeth, New Jersey.
You know, like that termination. We check for STI, but we don't do prenatal.
We tell you you're pregnant, and we also look at her.
That's another one at Cornell in New York.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so we don't do any prenatal services.
No prenatal.
No, we don't do prenatal services. I mean, called Planned Parenthood. I know it's kind of deceiving.
Do you have OBGYN?
Now, did you hear that? The woman that worked at Planned Parenthood said, "Hey, we know. I know you call Planned Parenthood, and that's kind of deceiving." Okay, I mean, the woman on the phone is saying that. That works at Planned. Ah, yeah, I work for a deceiver. Boise, Idaho.
Here,
we do not. No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is a deceptive name, right?
Yes. Yeah, we do it on purpose. We'll be back. Oh, my God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Had it been a sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks so much for hanging in with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do be part of the conversation. I try to hop onto the Facebook page and look at the stuff you're talking about in there, because, you know, I like to respond to it if I can. But here's the thing. As some of you, I know you get so crazy with me. I don't know why. I don't mean to do a whole hour to something when I start off. But when it comes to stuff like this, I am so tired. This has to be the year that you guys on the right, you can't get emotionally stupid on me, okay? But you guys on the right, you need to push back to the left. When they're posting things, when they're talking about, you know, abortion and a woman's rights, and that's kind of like everything focuses around a woman's right. You know, I wrote a piece on this. I'm not ashamed of it at all, in the least. Why do women get to play God? I know. Some of you went, what? No, seriously, why do you get to play God? We've got a society now where it's more taboo to put your kid up for an abortion than put your kid on a butcher block. Right? I mean, getting rid of that thing. For my Christian friends, I would love for one of you to write me and let me know how you justify, how you approve, how you think it's okay in God's eyes that you abort a creation of His. You go running to stand up for a tree, you're a tree hugger, you're an environmental freaktoid or what have you. Right? You'll do everything to save the dolphins from the tuna, but when it comes to saving the baby, that's a woman's right to choose. I got two girls, and they both know how I feel about it. And I would hope, and I do believe, but you never know for sure, right? But I would hope that neither one of them, if they got pregnant, would consider doing something like that. And once you have grandchildren, once they're around and the other kids see them, it's kind of hard, right? Kind of hard to make that. But the lies that go along with it is what makes me nuts. You know, if you come to it honestly, if you go, look, I know what's killing you, I don't care. I can't even argue that. I can't fathom it, but I can't argue it either. But if you're trying to tell me that it's just a glob, it's not a life, it has nothing, and science, and I love you guys, could like to beat on me as a religious person, you know, get with science, buy into science. Well, guess what science says about that little fetal ball of tissues that you keep calling nothing but a blob? Why don't you get with science? Huh? Why don't we start there? Since you're so full of science, since you're so sure that science never fails, why don't we start with science? When is it a baby? When is it a life? When does it it has a heartbeat between 8 and 11 weeks. So, this is a video. Obviously, you can't see the video on radio. But this is a video of, they go into Planned Parenthood. This group goes into Planned Parenthood. It's a live action. Or they call and they tape what's being said. But after the CEO, we can't pull funds from Planned Parenthood because they provide prenatal care. Well, they don't. They called 41 of their offices. Not one of them, not one, provides prenatal care. Not one. So how are they helping women? I'm kind of confused here.
I think the same thing. Or, if you were looking.
Oh, yeah. And not only that. The workers there say, I know it's a deceptive name. Kind of deceiving, right? Planned Parenthood.
No prenatal.
No, we don't do prenatal services. I mean, it's called Planned Parenthood. I know it's kind of deceiving.
Do you have OBGYNs here?
We do not, no.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is a deceptive name, right?
if you were looking at termination options, we can do that as well.
Did you know that Planned Parenthood can take care of all your reproductive health needs? Whether it's an annual exam, pregnancy testing and counseling, prenatal care, we are here for you with high-quality, low-cost service.
Virginia Beach, Virginia. A lie. A flat-out lie. And you guys on the left buy that. You guys on the left, prenatal. They don't do. See, right there, there's proof. No, that's not proof. That's an audio recording to get you in there. And then they're going to browbeat you. So what business you write or business do you have having a baby? You already have three kids. You're just a young girl. Why would you saddle yourself like this? Why would you do this to yourself? You've got great things you're going to be doing. We're always here for you in case you make that mistake, in case you have that slip up. We can help you take care of it. Nice, neat, and tidy. We'll just butcher it for you.
Thank you for holding. This is, how can I help you?
I was wondering if you guys offer prenatal care.
No, we don't. Not at the moment. Neither our Hampton or Richmond office does.
We don't offer any prenatal care.
Is there any other clinic you can refer me to?
I don't know of anything. I would look around on the internet.
You can try CareMed. It can be your prenatal care.
So the one Planned Parenthood says, oh, but our office over here does, and our office over there does, and she calls the two offices, and neither one of them do.
CareNet.
We only offer family planning services and abortion services.
Not at all.
Family planning services. What kind of family are you planning for? I mean, when you're wiping out the families that's being created, what kind of family are you planning for? I'm kind of confused here.
Planned Parenthood.
Okay, so not at any Planned Parenthood. They don't have prenatal.
Correct.
Care.
No, see, we don't see pregnant women as a way of giving prenatal care.
Okay.
We see pregnant women, if they are considering other options.
Like what other options? Like
killing it. That's your other option, lady. Killing it. That's all we got. Because we don't do prenatal care. We just do abortions. Yeah, that's it.
What do you see the doctor for?
At this location?
Yes.
So at this location, you guys do medication abortion?
Medication abortion. What pregnancy services do you offer?
We only offer
termination. Yeah. We don't offer pregnancy services, so to speak. We just offer termination of pregnancy. So, you see, the pregnancy services would end at the terminating point. Easier way to say.
Termination services.
We actually don't offer prenatal services. We're not licensed to do so in Oregon or Washington.
Yeah.
I'll put this up on my Facebook page. You got to grab this and give this to your friends. Your friends who are, when they start arguing with you and they say, Oh, no. Planned Parenthood offers prenatal care. No, they don't. Not at all. And they don't want to.
Any of the Planned Parenthoods?
No, they do not offer any prenatal care.
None. Now they say they contacted 97 facilities. Of the 97 facilities, only 5 provided some kind of prenatal care. Only 5. And somehow this gets spinned, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. I never said I knew English. See, I don't know English really well, so that would mean that Chelsea, what's her name? Chelsea, she'd never have me on her show, because I don't know English. But, now, and I got to tell you something, guys. Some of you get a kick out of this already. The amount of heat I'll get for talking about abortion is just amazing. I talk about it in the book on purpose, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it on my website, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I think you can type in my name on Amazon. It'll come up as well. But I'm not allowed to talk about abortion because I don't have a uterus. I've never been through one. I've never been through a pregnancy. Oh, you should see the stuff I get. Craziness. But I've been a human. I was in my mother's belly for 9 months. Maybe longer, maybe less. I don't know. It depends on what night of the week it is and how she tells the story. But I'm a human. I've been through the whole, gestation period. Right? I mean, think about this. But I can't talk about it because I'm not a woman. I don't know what it's like for what you're right, I don't. But when do we start taking responsibility for what we do and don't we do? And I'll get email on this one, too. Yes, it's just as much the guy's fault, but once the mistake has been made, and I hate to use the term mistake, but once the mistake has been made, because maybe neither one of you want children, really, have we become that much of a throwaway society? It's just not a problem? I'll just go down to the local Planned Parenthood, we'll take care of it for a few hundred dollars? And I've never been, and I don't know, praise God, I've never been through, but my understanding is it could be as much as $600 or $800, $200 or $300 to the local person, the rest is charged to the government or some kind of health care grant or something along those lines, which I don't. How is it called health care? Explain to me how it's called reproductive health when you're stopping the reproduction. When we come back, we'll talk about Sally Hernandez. She ran for sheriff, got in, and decided she's going to protect the illegals. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. I feel like I should be the announcer for a roller skating rink, right? Come on, some of you get that. You're old enough to get that. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're just tuning in, okay, I am not Alex Jones, and I'm not David Webb. I know I got that thing going on, which is I'm on the back end of a flu, and I got it beat. Not a big deal. This is not how I normally sound. So, anyhow, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Some of the stories you guys send me during the breaks, you want to send me a story, you think there's something I should do, and I always get caught. When I say get caught, I mean I get excited about a story, but I don't really check it out well enough, and you guys bite me every time. Every time I do that, but I'll take it a few minutes. So now I don't read them right away, so don't think if you send them to me, I just didn't see them. You don't have to send me another email going, hey, here it is. You can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Sally Hernandez ran for sheriff in Texas. You know, Texas has got its fair share of problems to begin with, right? It's got a lot to deal with. I mean, these poor people, at one point in time along the border, were finding dead bodies in their backyards. Some of their animals had been killed for food. Right? Pipes were broken so people could get water, and they just walked through the desert or wherever they walked through. You know, because nothing belongs to anybody in this country. Whoever gets there gets to use it, right? Especially if you're here illegally. Let's not arrest them. Let's make sure we have water places up for them, and we have, you know, directions and how to get your immigration. Yeah, just don't get me started. So Sally Hernandez ran for president. She said her Facebook page, said, not Facebook, but her website said, "I humbly thank the voters for electing me the next Travis County sheriff." Now, that was in 2016. She now says that she will protect illegal aliens, which I think is wonderful. I'm sorry, guys. I know you don't agree with me, and I know it sounds terrible, but I hope every one of these cocky SOBs goes up against Trump, and I hope that the Supreme Court, once he puts the right person in place, I hope the Supreme Court slaps them all around. I mean, really, seriously, think about the hypocrisy behind this. This is a law enforcement, the highest law enforcement official in that area, who swears to uphold the Constitution. I didn't hear her say. I have yet to hear anybody say, except for the laws that I don't agree with. You swear. Look, it. I'm a school board trustee. I swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and I swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of California, the whacked state of California. The problem is that they don't even know what's in it. Most people don't even know what's in those. And I recently, they brought something in front of me that they wanted me to present to the board as a whole. And I go, wait a minute, that's against the law. I can't. They wanted us to pass a resolution. Some idiot, me, brought to me, wanted me to pass a resolution that said that our district would be a sanctuary district, if you would. I said, that's illegal. I can't do it. What do you mean it's illegal? Well, it's illegal. It goes against the federal and state laws. So you're going to drag people? No, we're not going to drag anybody off of campus. We don't do it now. Why would we start doing it? It's not up to us to do it. That's number one. Number two is we follow state and federal law. But I'm not going to bring a resolution. I'm not going to touch one. I'm not going to type one. I'm not suggesting we do one. I'm not going to suggest anything that is against federal and state law or the Constitution as a whole, period. I don't even care if it's a state law. If it goes against the Constitution, I'm not doing it. Mr. Obama established a precedent for officials to decide for themselves what laws they would and wouldn't enforce or obey because the Justice Department never went after any of these people. They're in for a rude awakening, I'm believing, I'm hoping. When Obama defied his oath of office, and he did defy it, and chose to violate the U.S. Constitution many times over and over again, especially when it came to immigration laws. And then as more and more liberals got in office and saw what he was doing, saw what he was getting away with, they had no problem doing it themselves. Why? Who was going to come get them? I mean, we started legalizing marijuana in every state. That was okay with the libs because it was something they wanted. And even though it was against federal law, the Department of Justice didn't do anything. No money was taken away. Then with the sanctuary, I hope Trump shuts the spigot off big time. And he's already made a change in California. Nobody wants to admit to it. You won't hear it in the news anywhere. But because of the threats that he's already made in pulling funds, California has abandoned, you hear me? Abandoned giving illegals medical care. Or putting them on the equivalent to Obamacare here in California. Because it's against the law. And it just loads Trump's gun even more. You know, I love how cocky they were when they came out. I heard recently of a meeting they had up in Sacramento, California with the legislators. And a Democratic legislator came out and said it. A Dem came out and said it. The same Dem opened his mouth in front of, I don't know what it was, 18 or 20 different legislators, almost all Democrats, and said, "You are a bunch of lunatics. We're going to push back on this guy that doesn't need us. He doesn't need California. Okay? And all we're going to do is fight him everywhere. We're going to do things that are going to give him the right to pull funding. Because we don't need any money. we're financially strong, right? California's in a financial mess, a major league mess. One of the ways the liberals are intentionally violating federal immigration law is to establish sanctuary cities. Not also areas where illegal aliens can remain safe and nobody's going to bother them. You know, we have it here in Los Angeles. The cops and the sheriff's department have been told, do not question anybody where they come from. So they're hanging out in street corners because they want work. I get that. But they're illegal. No, not sitting on the street corner is illegal, but they're here illegally. They have no ID. They have nothing. They may be an undocumented person. Now, we know they're a person, but we don't know who they are. But they're illegally here. And the biggest infamous, the biggest sanctuary city around, you've heard over and over and over again, is San Francisco. This is over and over and over again, they let these illegals go that have broken the law. Forget the fact that they're illegal because they're here illegally, but they've been picked up on, you know, drunk driving charges, assault and battery. Assault and battery with a deadly weapon, and they let them back in the streets. Because they won't tell ICE about them. And then they give them a notice to return, right? Because the jails are overcrowded. Sure, somebody who's tried to commit murder, oh, they're going to come back. Especially if they're here illegally. These guys are running the state. That should scare you to no end. Now, Sally Hernandez, sheriff of Travis County, Texas, she's vowed to make a county a sort of sanctuary place for illegals. Travis County Sheriff said that she announced last week that she's scaling back the amount of aid her department provides to federal immigration agents in detaining suspects who might be in the county illegally. Starting February 1st, sheriff officials will begin honoring the so-called immigration holder detainers placed by federal authorities only when a suspect is booked into the Travis County Jail on charges of a capital murder. That's the only one. She needs to be recalled. I don't know if they can do that. She needs to be recalled. If she can't be recalled, then Trump should dry up the funds to that city in a heartbeat. Dry up the funds to that group. Or to that police department, sheriff's department, whatever. Let's see how fast the people of that city want to keep her on. And I would make sure the state didn't give her any money either. See, they get a lot of their grant money based on them following federal law. So I hope she stands her ground. And I hope the Texans stand their ground. Apparently, according to her VoteForSally.com website, she has memberships in the following organizations. Austin Environmental Democrats. Black Austin Democrats. Capital Area Democrats. Capital Area Democratic Woman. Capital Area Progressive Democrats. Central Austin Democrats, South Austin Democrats, Tejano Democrats, and Travis County Asian American Democrats. just amazing. Can't tell which way she leans, huh? Now, she's supposed to be representing everybody. She's supposed to be caring for everybody. Right? Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is vowing to take action against her and the county as a whole. Hernandez's announcement came as Texas Republicans are gearing up for a new fight to ban so-called sanctuary cities. And believe me, they're going to get help from the federal government. They're going to do this through their legislature. And, you know, it's going to go to court. We all know that. Right? And he point blank said, Abbott comes out, and the governor says, you know what? Simple. We'll just cut funding for Travis County. And we'll have stiffer penalties. It may even get down to where the feds could go in there and arrest her. They're going to lose over $2 million in grants just from the state. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. A lot more craziness coming up in the third hour. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Get your drink. You probably need a drink after some of these stories. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back shortly.